Chapter 54. Conceals it from me. It is my only pain. Otherwise he is frank and open with me now. I am sure he keeps nothing from me but this. It grieves me that he should have a secret from me, and sometimes it spoils my sleep, thinking of it, but I will put it out of my mind. It shall not trouble my happiness, which is otherwise full to overflowing. It is not on account of his education that I love him, no, it is not that. He is self-educated, and does really know a multitude of things, but they are not so. It is not on account of his chivalry that I love him, no, it is not that. He told on me, but I do not blame him. It is a peculiarity of sex, I think, and he did not make his sex. Of course I would not have told on him, I would have perished first, but that is a peculiarity of sex too, and I do not take credit for it, for I did not make my sex. Then why is it that I love him? Merely because he is masculine, I think. At bottom he is good, and I love him for that, but I could love him without it. If he should beat me and abuse me, I should go on loving him. I know it. It is a matter of sex, I think. He is strong and handsome, and I love him for that, and I admire him, and am proud of him, but I could love him without those qualities. He were plain, I should love him. If he were a wreck, I should love him, and I would work for him, and slave over him, and pray for him, and watch by his bedside until I died. Yes, I think I love him, merely because he is mine and is masculine. There is no other reason, I suppose. And so I think it is as I first said. That this kind of love is not a product of reasonings and statistics. It just comes none knows whence and cannot explain itself. And doesn't need to. It is what I think. But I am only a girl, the first that has examined this matter, and it may turn out that in my ignorance and inexperience I have not got it right. 40 years later, it is my prayer, it is my longing, that we may pass from this life together, a longing which shall never perish from the earth, but shall have place in the heart of every wife that loves, until the end of time, and it shall be called by my name. But if one of us must go first, it is my prayer that it shall be I, for he is strong, I am weak, I am not so necessary to him as he is to me. Life without him would not be life. Now could I endure it? This prayer is also immortal, and will not cease from being offered up while my race continues. I am the first wife, and in the last wife I shall be repeated. At Eve's grave, Adam. Wheresoever she was, there was Eden. The end of Project Gutenberg, a text of the $30,000 bequest. Bext by Gutenberg Edition.